Nam Paelong meant business. There was no question about that. But Biff had no intention of yielding without a struggle. He would make his escape, if at all possible. Right now, though, as his mind whirled trying to think his way out of this predicament, it would be best to do exactly as he had been told. Biff promised himself one thing. Once he was free of Nam Paelong, he, Biff Brewster, was going to give himself, Biff Brewster, one swift kick. He had been played for a sucker, a trusting, easy-to-take American, and he had filled the role perfectly. How, he now thought, could he have been so taken in? The jeep rolled across a field. Biff shot a sidelong glance at Nam Paelong. The jeep moved at a steady pace, not fast enough to attract attention. It was headed toward a gate in the high wire fence surrounding the airfield through which service trucks passed. He noticed that the gate was blocked by an iron bar raised to allow a vehicle to pass underneath it. When raised, the bar and its upright poles looked like a football goalpost. As the jeep drew near and fell in line behind a truck and a small car, Biff noticed the bar was raised just sufficiently to allow about a foot's clearance for the vehicle passing underneath. An idea came into Biff's head. He turned to look over his shoulder at his knife-bearing guards. "Keep your head straight forward," Nam ordered, "and no tricks as we pass the gate, man." Biff watched the truck ahead pass through. It slowed down without stopping as it passed under the raised bar. The bar was lowered to stop position after the truck's tailgate went through. Next came the smaller car, its roof much lower than the truck's. Again, the bar was raised, but this time just high enough to accommodate the car, leaving about 2 feet between it and the car's top. Now the jeep approached the bar barricade. The bar began rising slowly. Biff watched it, his heart in his mouth. "Don't let them raise it too high," he prayed. Biff leaned slightly forward, placing his weight on his firmly planted feet. He tensed his leg and thigh muscles until they felt like tightly coiled steel springs. The bar was about 3 feet higher than tall Nam's head. Biff waited until the front of the jeep was directly under the bar. Then he leaped up as if he'd been blasted off a launching pad. His hands seized the bar. Like a trapeze artist, he swung his body forward in a giant arc. At the top of his swing, when his body was parallel to the ground, Biff twisted his head, looking over his shoulder as his body started a swift downward stroke. At the split second, he lashed out with his feet. One foot struck the left knife wielder square on the side of the head. The man shot over the side of the jeep as if jerked by the hand of a giant. Biff's other foot struck the second knife wielder full in the chest, toppling him out the back of the jeep. Now Biff was propelling himself into the backward arc of his swing. Again, his body came swiftly downward. He lashed at Nam, planting both his feet solidly in the Oriental shoulders. Nam shot forward, his head striking the windshield. Biff swung his body sideways and dropped to the ground. He ran back toward the terminal building nearly half a mile away. After 100 yards, he slowed to catch his breath. Turning, he looked back at the jeep. There was no need to run.